2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
State investigators say a U of U police officer did not download sexually explicit pictures of Lauren McCluskey, as people have claimed, but some officers made some unprofessional comments about those pictures. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Facebook removed a video from President Trump's personal page which said that children are almost immune to COVID-19. Facebook says it's a violation of misinformation policies. The children are less vulnerable but can transmit the disease. Some kids have died from it. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards.
Another problem in Sandy at 90th South. We had an accident southbound on I-15 at 90th South. Had been blocking a left lane. That was just adding to the delays back into Murray. And we still have eastbound 90th South to northbound I-15 closed. And the ramp on northbound I-15 at 90th, left lane's blocked. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Back near 100 today, and we'll do it again tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
White House official to Senate leaders, clock is ticking. Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says they have until Friday to come up with an agreement on a new coronavirus relief bill.
If there's not a deal to be made, the president will take executive action to address as much as he can, as generously as he can, as quickly as he can.
That action could include the federal bump up in jobless benefits and protection against evictions. Democrats say they're in as long as it takes. The New York Times is reporting that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which is seeking the president's tax records, have also subpoenaed Deutsche Bank as primary lender since the late 1990s. Investigators in Lebanon are focusing on possible negligence as they look into the deadly explosion at the port of Beirut. They want to know why more than 2,700 tons of a highly combustible fertilizer was stored for years in a waterfront warehouse. City Council amendment to dismantle the Minneapolis Police Department is not going to be decided by voters this November. A commission says it needs more time to review it. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
The Joe Biden presidential campaign in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Yes, we cover both candidates. Former vice president has decided to skip his own Milwaukee convention later this month. Joe Biden will accept his party's nomination as their man to take on President Trump, but not in person. Biden point man in Utah, Scott Howell, says they don't want to unnecessarily expose anyone to COVID-19 ahead of the election.
COVID-19 has really changed the reality of everything. Virtual is now the norm. And we see it in our political process. We see it in our business community. We see it in our faith community. It's just changed everything. I equate it a lot to General Conference. You know, they had a very few select people up on the stand when there were speakers there. And, you know, it all went really well. I mean, it's different. Yeah, I get that. But it's also, I think, the right thing to be doing at this time until we can get the pandemic under control and get the vaccine. Why would we take a chance of, you know, who knows how you get exposed to it? Who knows? I'm convinced now that the technology is there that will protect us from having to expose ourselves, because we don't know. I mean, one small sneeze could go across, and, you know, especially in Utah, there's not very many Democrats, so we need everyone we can.
It's not just Joe Biden who'll be accepting nomination by video conference. President Trump talked about giving his speech from the White House during his briefing this afternoon.
But if I use the White House, we save tremendous amounts of money for the government in terms of security, traveling. If we go to another state or some other location, the amount of money is you know, very enormous. So that's something to consider also. I think it would be a very convenient location. It would be by far the least expensive location. There'd be very little in terms of that tremendous traveling security with airplanes and everybody flying all over the place. So I think it would be a very convenient idea. It's something that we threw out. It would be very cost conscious by comparison to any other location. Yep.
The president has said he'll be delivering that speech to a private audience, off limits to reporters, but you'll be able to watch it. There will be a feed of the president's address whenever or wherever he delivers it. You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45. Now, KSL News Time 549. We have your Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, the southbound drive of I-15 really jammed up this afternoon. Now, here's the problem. There was a crash at 90th South. It had been blocking a left lane. That's been cleared. But it's caused slow-and-go and stop-and-go delays almost back to 4500 South. That crash is gone. All lanes are open. So we're starting to see some improvement, but it's still pretty rough out there going from Murray through Sandy. And we still have the cleanup of the crash that's been affecting traffic eastbound 90th South to northbound I-15. That is closed. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeway is not bad on the east on I-215 or I-80. Westbound SR-201, heavy and slow from Bangor over to 5600 West. Michelle?
Well, and Bangor is still slow. This is going from 5400 South to 6200 South. A little more delay as you're going through South Jordan and Riverton. I-15 in Utah County looking good going over the point of the mountain. Not seeing those delays until you're approaching Pleasant Grove Boulevard on into Linden. And SR-92 Temp Highway, that is also slow both directions between Alpine and Highland. Steve?
And for downtown Salt Lake drivers, delays on northbound State Street between North Temple and 3rd North by the Capitol. And slow on 3rd North over west to Main Street. Northbound I-15, not bad right now from downtown Salt Lake City. Got Davis County delays, typical Kaysville up to the Layton Hills Mall. And good speeds on the west belt, 215 northbound and Legacy Parkway. And some slowdowns on northbound 89 in Davis County between Nichols Road and 200 North. Many parents today are researching the benefits of sending their child to a boarding school during the global pandemic instead of forced online learning, even private day school. Research wasatchacademy.org. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Your 7-day forecast now with Kevin Eubank.
Jeff, a good-looking next 7 days. We've got no storms coming. Temperatures, though, will moderate just a bit. Upper 90s today. We're going to do that again on Thursday. Mostly sunny at 98 Thursday afternoon. 94 and sunny on Friday. We'll drop a couple of degrees as we head through the weekend. 93 on Saturday and Sunday. Then back up to 94 and 95 for Monday and Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
A couple hours ago, I asked Kevin Eubank, I said, it feels kind of humid, but I know it's not humid. He said, yeah, there's no humidity. But when there's smoke in the air, it actually feels on your skin like it is humid. Right now, 97 degrees in Salt Lake City at 552.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Stacey's mom has got it going.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. Are you experiencing panic attacks, nausea, or diarrhea? Is your computer not turning on? Is it running super slow? Is your internet crawling? Or is it just randomly crashing? You could be suffering from ICS, Irritable Computer Syndrome. I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time you had your PC cleaned? Over time, Windows, updates, spyware, malware, and dangerous viruses will make your computer run like crap. You need to bring in your laptop or desktop PC, no matter what brand it is, and let me run a 100% free virus scan, malware, and spyware scan on your computer. Don't wait and risk losing everything. Now, why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends or family need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $7.99. PC Laptops, we love you.
When local news breaks, we're texting you. If you sign up with the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, we don't spam you. You just get the latest important news first. Text the word news to sign up at 57500.
Hey guys, Alex and Scott here for Big O Tires. We've been talking about Big O Tires all summer because if you want to get that summer trip going and we're getting in that real hot part of the year, how about a hot sale for you? $150 off a set of four Big O brand tires through August 23rd. This is a big time deal.
Wow.
They now have 42 stores, Scott, from Logan to Beaver. Not down to Ridgefield anymore. It's all the way down to Beaver, baby. So they're covering you all the way across the Wasatch Front.
I know. And they also have the lowest prices on every tire, every brand. And all those brands you know, like Goodyear, Michelin, Cooper, Continental, BF Goodrich, and even more. And it's not just tires, Alex.
Right.
You can come in for brakes, shocks, struts, oil changes, alignments, and your air conditioner because you know you need the air conditioner right now.
No credit needed financing. They're going to hook you up on any budget. And I'll tell you what, if you need to go in and get that alignment checked, you can get it for free right now. You go in and make sure your car's performing at its best. Like so many other Americans taking road trips out there, you can go to your local Big O and make sure that you're ready for that trip. And it's all contactless service if you want through the Big O Tires as well. Go to their website and find the location nearest you. That's BigOtires.com, BigOtires.com.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. You're thinking about home renovations. After all, you've been spending so much more time at home. Well, Reviewed.com is a list of home improvements you might regret down the road. Among them, in-ground swimming pools, wall-to-wall carpets, sunrooms, and major kitchen upgrades. KSL Drives, the Nikola electric vehicle company, is telling investors, hold on, after a dismal first quarter earnings report, the company says it'll be back on track by the end of the year. Nikola stock was down almost 10% today. Kraft thinks you should be eating mac and cheese for breakfast. Think about that. Mac and cheese is lunch food. Am I right? But Kraft is rebranding the noodle and powdered cheese concoction as something families can eat instead of eggs and bacon. On Wall Street today, an impressive day. The Dow is up 373 points, more than 1.25% to 27,201. The S&P gained 21 points. The NASDAQ picked up 57. KSL News Time 556. The CDC is giving another warning about the use of hand sanitizers, which contain methanol. Here's ABC's Mark Remillard.
A study from the CDC says 15 people were hospitalized in Arizona and New Mexico in May and June after swallowing hand sanitizer that contained methanol, a poisonous contaminant that can cause blindness or death and should not be included in hand sanitizer. The FDA continues to update a list online with more than 50 types of hand sanitizers, mostly imported from Mexico, that it says may contain methanol. The CDC recommends people use hand sanitizer if soap and water is not available, and it says people should never consume hand sanitizer. Mark Remillard, ABC News.